things that happens when you get divorced, people sometimes will ask you or will be interested in how much contact you still have with your ex, you know, what they might be doing, how you're feeling about it, all that horse shit. Well, my name is Chris Johnson, and I can tell you that that's happened to me a time or two. And, you know, somebody would be like, so what's going on with her? I don't fucking know. I don't know. Who gives a shit? I don't really think about her at all, to be honest with you. I don't give a fuck. I generally don't wonder what she's doing. I don't know where she works. I don't give a shit that she lives in the house that we bought together. I don't care who she's fucking. You know, I don't wish that she was doing poorly, which might surprise some people. But I also don't really wish anything at all. She's not really on my radar. But some people are stuck on it. Like, I was talking to somebody one time not that long ago, and they're like, so, has she come around again? Who? Your ex-wife. No, she hasn't. She's like, one of these days, she's going to come back sniffing around. She's going to come sniffing around for you, kicking the tires. Like, first of all, I don't even know what fucking metaphors you're spewing at me here. Kicking the, like, I'm not a used car, for fuck's sake. And second, like, I think the notion is, I think the implication is that, like, one of these days, she's just going to realize what a huge mistake she made, and she's going to come back to me, and I'm going to be like, no, fuck you. You get out of here, damn it. But, like, I don't really want that to happen. I think I'd kind of feel bad about that. I'm not going to lie. I kind of felt like that for a while at the beginning. You feel a lot of weird things at the beginning when you get out of a long-term relationship like that. A lot of anger, a lot of fucking hatred, a lot of frustration, a lot of fucking confusion. And you're just looking for anybody out there just to give a fuck about you. That's all I wanted when I was divorced. When I, you know, when it initially happened. Like, I just wanted people to fucking care about me. And not like I wanted attention or anything like that. I just wanted people to, like, legitimately give a fuck about how I was doing, because I didn't have that anymore. I don't miss my ex-wife, and I don't really miss being married per se, but I miss, like, certain aspects or certain ideas of it, or certain things that were there at one point in my life that are no longer there now. When I was involved with my ex-wife, she gave a shit, like, where I was, and she gave a shit when I got home, and she was, like, excited about that, and that you can't replace. I mean, I got two cats here. They care when I come home, but this is what that's like. Like, I open the door, they're both sitting there, they're both, like, excited, they're jumping back and forth, and but this is what they're thinking. They're like, here's that motherfucker, we're gonna get treats now, goddammit. Hey, man, open up that treat can, huh? Can you give me the treats? I want some treats. Give me some fucking treats, and then when you're done with that, give me some food, I want some fucking water. Clean my goddamn litter box. Can you do all that for me, please? That's what I want, that's what I want, that's what I want. I mean, I guess the reason I don't really think about what my ex-wife is doing is because I don't know who the fuck she is. And we've had legitimately zero face-to-face communication in the last 3 years. None. And to be honest with you, things were kind of shitty at the end. You don't realize sometimes how shitty things are until you get out of it. The end of my relationship was fucking garbage. It was garbage. It was toxic fucking garbage. I just didn't fucking see it. I probably should have seen it. Maybe her constantly sleeping on the futon should have tipped me off to the fact that, hey, buddy, she really doesn't give a fuck about you. You know, you make excuses to yourself. I go out there, I'm like, hey, baby, why don't you sleep in the bed? And she's like, oh, you know, I got tired from work and I just fell asleep. Okay, this is the 200th day in a row that's happened. Fucking embarrassing. My ex wasn't really a big drinker, but she got into, like, wine at the tail end of the relationship. I used to sleep in shifts because of my job, because of my hours. So I'd go home and I'd take a nap. I remember getting up from my nap one night. It's like fucking 10 at night. She's, like, sitting on the couch watching TV. There's a whole fucking bottle of wine next to her. I'm like, hey, how you doing? And she's like, bleh. I'm like, did you, have a little wine tonight? Yeah. And then it's like, I looked at it, and there's like 3/4 of the bottle gone. You drank the whole bottle of wine? Yeah. It wasn't really that much. She starts justifying it. Like, look, when you look at the bottle and what's on the inside, you know, when you pour it out, it's not really that much. Sure, look, you're a fucking asshole, son. And I needed to suck down more wine just to deal with your fucking face. But it's really not that big a deal. Hey, good to see you. How was your day? You know, all that horse shit. Maybe if I saw those fucking signs, it wouldn't have been such a shock that she fucking, you know, left me for somebody else and dropped my fucking ass. But that's a shitty way to live, man. It was like that the last few years. I don't know exactly when things went to shit, but they went to shit for sure. It was like an obligation. Let me tell you something. If your relationship feels like an obligation, that you just don't know what the fuck you're doing, and you just stay in it because you've been together for fucking so long, you just don't know what to do otherwise, probably should get out of it or maybe get some fucking therapy or something. You might remember what it's like to have fun. I usually hate, like, bullshit, pussy, fucking, like, inspirational sayings and all that horse shit. But I saw one time that I thought was actually pretty good. It said something like, don't tell me that you've been treading water for so long that you forgot how much you love to swim. And that's a good metaphor for my dog shit marriage. You're just staying in the relationship because you don't know anything else, and you're an anxious fucking neurotic mess that needs some therapy and just hasn't gotten some because you're fucked. And you just tread water every goddamn day. You tread water every fucking day. You just worry about getting through the fucking day. And you're just fucking miserable. And you don't do anything you like anymore. And you don't have fun anymore doing anything. You're just fucking treading water. Treading water sucks. Please don't do it. Don't make my mistake. Don't piss years of your fucking life away. Please don't do it. And you might not find anybody else, you know, whatever, but you might be fucking happier than you've ever been. I'll be back every Sunday and Wednesday. You can get new episodes then. You can also follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou or on Instagram at Maybe5Minutes. You can get every single episode on Podbean, the website, or the app. I am on Apple Podcast and Google Play, and you can get every single episode in or on Facebook in my Facebook timeline. How about that shit?